We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
All right, we're back. Welcome back. We've got Jackson Public Schools here today.
A lot of Jackson Public School employees.
Right, a lot of orange
good
and black
standing
around here. So, hey,
some of
watch
them.
It. And
we have a great team.
Great team. I called the school and said, since everybody's here, they're all the school's goals, the kids' goals, so the kids are being let go at 11 o'clock, so don't worry about it. That's right. I told him I was Jeff. That's right. Who we got coming up here now? I can't read that. Are we at...
You must not have went to JPS.
I did. I know. My eyes. It's my eyes, brother. I got the wrong glasses.
Come on.
Pascal.
Melissa Pascal, I know that. No, how are you, Melissa?
I am very good today. How are you?
Good. What do you do at Jackson?
I am a principal.
Oh.
At Northeast Elementary School.
Oh, wow.
I do other things, though.
You do?
So you know. Right here in the community.
Like what?
I work with Jackson Center Stage.
Oh, really? That's
yes.
Cool. That's fun, isn't it?
It is. It's much fun.
I bet that is. So you're a principal. Is it being a principal easy?
Depends on what day.
It's okay.
It depends on what role I play. Oh, it's wonderful today.
Are you nice? Are you a nice principal or mean principal?
I am absolutely not a nice principal. I tell my kids I am kind. I'm not nice. I have high expectations.
Yeah.
When they meet those expectations, I'm this principal with the smiley face. And when they don't, I have that little principal face.
You know, I can see that face, and that scares me right now.
Good, I practice.
Yeah. So tell us about what you're doing out there at Northeast.
Well, actually, I'm going to talk a little bit about Northeast and Bennett School today. Bennett School is a K-2, and we are sister schools. And so Bennett and McCulloch actually have their students transition to Northeast when they become third graders. One of the things that you're going to hear are some similarities between all three schools, because we do work together, and we meet together quite often. Bennett and Northeast, as well as all of our JPS schools, has a very caring and dedicated staff that is focused on learning for all of our students. Some of the things that you'll see at Northeast School, as well as Bennett and probably McCulloch, is that we work on a multi-tier systems of instruction when it comes to instruction and behavioral support. Students are taught the characteristics of a good learner and take an active role in their learning while developing critical thinking, goal setting, and problem-solving skills. We also do STEAM activities. STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And it's something that we're working towards for next year. We're working on having those inquiry-based learning activities with our students. Also, one thing that Northeast has that some of the other schools have is a school-based Center for Family Health. The Center for Family Health offers dental, social work, and general medical care for our students, and they are just now starting to do some care for adults as well. Northeast is the only center that does offer dental care as well. This is a phenomenal service for both our students and our parents, and that parents can just make call and make appointments and the students go down as needed. But also if something happens in school, like a student develops strep throat or they just have a cough and they want to get it checked out to make sure it's not something else, as long as the parents approve, they can just walk on down to the health center. So our students and staff invite you to come and discover the joy and excitement of learning at Northeast and at Bennett School, where the community comes together.
Great, thank you. And we have up next.
Good morning. My name is Julie Baker, and I'm the principal of McCulloch Academy. It's a little gem of a school that's right in the heart of Jackson here, right downtown. We're just down the street from the Commonwealth Center. And one of the things that's wonderful about our school, which is a K-2 elementary, is that in addition to doing the WIN, what I need, we do the MTSS with our that's common through all our elementary school buildings. So we also do what's called a SOAR program, which is it's a slogan that we developed when we took training for positive behavior and interventions, and also did some work with Marcia McAvoy, which we did with our sister schools. And the SOAR slogan is something that the wonderful staff at McCulloch developed. It stands for Safe, On Task, Awesome Attitudes, Respectful, Responsible, and Kind. And I know that that spells SORC, but we had to get the kind in there. And what it's led to in my building is it's a feeling that as soon as you walk in the door, it's just palpable. It's a very special place to be. It's something that the teachers model for students, the students model for one another. And the way that we keep it going is we teach it right from the beginning, something we talk about every morning before school starts. Every kid knows the slogan, and it's part of everything we do. So when kids start to forget what the expectations are, how do I soar in the cafeteria? How do I soar on the playground? We frequently reteach that. It happens after long breaks. It happens when we come back after long weekends even, and we see that kids are not making it, that they're getting in trouble again. We just assume that maybe we've forgotten, and so we reteach. We focus on that rather than punishment. And we've had a lot of success for this. It's reduced a lot of mean behaviors. It really helps us to focus on those positive behaviors. It changes the way we talk to students in class. Instead of, Johnny, I see that you're not sitting where you're supposed to be. We say, Amir, I see that you're sitting just exactly like you're supposed to be. I love that. And it makes everybody want to be Amir. And it's just a really positive feeling. We teach kids how to be good bystanders, how to handle problems themselves, how to acknowledge mistakes and work to fix them. Not everything that kids know how to do. So it's been a really positive thing for us. We do social skills each week, and we do SOAR lessons every Wednesday. So it really embeds that in our community. It helps us to develop our community. And we do a lot of celebrations of positive behaviors. We have students of the week each week. They get to eat their lunch on the stage, and they get to wave like little kings and queens from the stage. They love that. We do super SOARs each trimester. That's two kids from each classroom identified for SOARing. And then we just added extravaganzas this year, once a trimester, where once we fill up the board with our stickers, the entire school just opens up as a fair for kids. And they get to go where they want to go and do the activities they want to do. And it's something that they really work towards. So we're really happy with the changes at McCulloch, and real proud to be Vikings there.
Thank you, Julie. Julie got more time than you, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, Greg, you remember Mr. Raskowski, the football coach and everything else at Parkside?
I sure do.
Well, hey, great guy. Mike, yeah. That's Mike. Yeah, that was Mary Jo, was her daughter.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, what a great guy he was, though. Knew him forever, ever. Okay, where are we? You have to pass. You can't keep the mic.
I've got one more.
Oh.
It's still me. I'm Julie Baker again, and I'm the principal at our new Montessori school in Jackson. It's really a beautiful new school, a new opportunity for families. We've got K-2 Montessori, actually K-3 Montessori. We just added third grade this year, and it's a wonderful opportunity for our families to get in. We're part of the Montessori Center, Jackson JPS Montessori Center. We share it with Felician Children's Center, and so we have Montessori available in each of our classrooms. They're multi-age, and each classroom is a designed environment created by the teachers with activities that are developmentally appropriate for students, and students get to kind of walk around freely during those work sessions. And teachers behave as guides in the classroom. So it's a different educational environment for students, and it's a real positive one for a lot of kids. The materials and the whole program is developed by Maria Montessori, and it's just based on a child's natural desire to learn.
Is there a waiting list for that?
Not yet, but okay. we are filling up. So if anyone's interested in that, they will want to get down and check it out pretty quickly. So we're open. Anytime that the doors are open, they're welcome to come in and get signed up. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
Good morning. Jennifer Oswald. I'm the principal at Sharp Park Academy, and we are kindergarten through fifth grade school. You probably know us around town as Sharp Park Academy IB World School. So I will take about a minute this morning to talk about the International Baccalaureate Program. that is a recognized program throughout the world, and we are privileged to have earned the title of IB World School through accreditation. And every 5 years, the organization comes through. They spend 2 days with us, tour, interview students, parents, teachers, and make sure that we are basically providing that IB opportunity for the children. It's all about inquiry through the IB program. We deliver Jackson Public Schools curriculum as well as Michigan standards through that program of inquiry. And we really encourage, the whole philosophy is encouraging children to ask great and good questions every single day. And then don't stop there. It's not ask a question and have someone find the answer for you. It's working maybe at home a little bit, maybe with a group of your peers at school to find those answers. So it's really going beyond what they are reading and being presented in the classroom to try to find answers. And then they find answers. Let's not stop there. Let's apply that new knowledge to what we do, not only at school, but in our community and then out into our nation and throughout the world. It's really designed to help our students become more globally minded thinkers. And a good example came this year with our fifth grade exhibition. When they do their unit of Share the Planet, the students all have to come up with something that they're interested in finding more about and taking an action on. And one of our groups was so excited, they were able to buy a small flock of chickens through Heifer International and donate those to a village that was in need. They set up a donation situation and collected enough money to buy chickens, and they were very excited about that. So IB really is making children understand that they can think, they can be reflective, they possess a lot of knowledge, and they need to take some actions. Actions in kindergarten are much different than actions in fifth grade and as they go up. But if you are interested in IB, just learning more about it, please stop by Sharp Park Academy and we will give you a tour, brochure, whatever we can do to help with that process. And I thank you for your time this morning. Go Vikings!
Running out of reach here a little bit.
Okay, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy Patterson from the middle school at Parkside. And rule number one at the middle school is don't be boring. Anybody out here have a middle school age student? All right. Nobody's claiming them if you do, huh? I see Lisa Taylor in the house, and she's had three fabulous children come through the middle school and JPS, maybe a top JTV player of the year and an Eastern Michigan student and maybe a future quarterback in there as well. So middle school at Parkside, really, the community comes together from all these fabulous elementary schools. And we're steering that positive energy in the right direction through this IB framework. And so the IB framework just gives a lot of opportunity for kids to explore. Number one, know what you're learning as soon as you come in into the classroom through those learning targets. And then the curriculum that we offer is second to none at the middle school at Parkside, talking about what I need. Our gifted and talented students can earn high school credit before even leaving the middle school, have a tremendous extracurricular program, and then when students need a little extra support, they get a double dose in reading or math or, again, whatever their interest level is with our extracurriculars. Also, we have the 4th Street Learning Center right there for students that sometimes the large environment at middle school, nearly 1,000 students, might be a bit much. So we have a much smaller learning environment at 4th Street Learning Center with less than 100 students. But let me back up and just say, number one, let's give a hand to our teachers because they are the real game changers here. (Clears throat) they make it happen each and every day, and we couldn't do the things that we do with our kids without their expertise and their just diligent work ethic each and every day. Investing in our kids and making it a meaningful experience, and so that's part of the IB process. Again, our eighth graders got to choose a community service project, sometimes not what are you getting, but what are you giving to others. And so I think they're going to remember this learning experience, and the Jackson community benefited tremendously from the community project, which is kind of a culminating experience of IB and middle school at Parkside. Partnering with Center for Family Health, Jackson Certified. I'm looking around here and just some of the local banks and organizations where our kids volunteer our time, Kiwanis Club. So we feel like our kids are really getting into our community and making some connections, and we're proud of that. What do kids like to do? Kids like to do all the fun stuff. And so I have with me Mr. Eric Weatherwax, my fabulous assistant, also Krista Jarvie, assistant principal at middle school at Parkside, to talk about some of the fun stuff, the extracurricular opportunities that our kids have at middle school at Parkside.
Thank you, Jeremy. Again, Eric Weatherwax, and I'm one of the assistants at the middle school at Parkside. I'm part of three generations that have gone to Jackson Public Schools. My mom actually taught at Jackson Public Schools, and I have a daughter right now that is a sophomore at Jackson High, and I have a younger daughter who's eighth grade at Parkside, and both of their experiences have been really good. We've been really happy to be a part of this. At Parkside, we have a highly trained staff. Many of our teachers have master's degrees. They meet weekly to discuss curriculum, to come up with better strategies to try to reach all the needs of our students. But one of the great things that we have going on at Parkside, among many others, is all the extracurricular activities that we offer. If you take our band, for example, we are one of seven schools in the state that offers a middle school jazz band. If anyone here has had the privilege of listening to these students, they don't sound like kids. They don't sound like kids. They are highly skilled and highly trained. And again, one of seven bands or schools in the state that have a middle school jazz band. Our symphonic band ranks one in the state when they go to competitions. We have a wide variety of clubs to meet all the needs of students, whether it's Be More Kind, anti-bullying. We have a science club, outdoor activity club. It's not uncommon for a student to come up to us and say, we'd like to start a new club. And we say, what's the idea that you have? What is this going to look like? And we start new clubs every year. Sports, we offer sports. We have wrestling. We have football. We have baseball. We have basketball. We have volleyball. You name it, we have it. The ones that we don't, we work here great with our local recreation. Our academic games team. Every year they go to nationals. They compete at the state level, and it comes down to the competition between an Ann Arbor school, Clegg, and Parkside. And this past year, again, we went to nationals. Our students were ranked in the top three in the nation. So when you're looking at the opportunities that you can find at middle schools or at schools in the county, just look at the facts and compare them. Jackson Public Schools does a great job. My kids are perfect evidence of that, as I am. Turn this over to Devin Moore.
Good morning. My name is Devin Moore. I'm the principal at Wilson Academy. I will be brief because Mrs. Pauly would like some of my time. She has a timer going right here. We're the alternative high school in Jackson Public Schools. We serve students from not only JPS but all over the county. Our small personal atmosphere allows our students to improve grades, attendance, and behavior. Two things I just want to mention that we're really proud of right now. The class of 2016, we're going to have 44 graduates this year. Thank you. And also, we have reinstituted our sports program at the alternative high school. We brought basketball back this year, and our boys basketball team won the 2016 Michigan Alternative High School State Championship. Thank you. We're really proud of that, and thank you to JPS and Mr. Beal for your support in helping us bring that back. If you have a high school student or you are a high school student somewhere in the county and you're struggling a little bit, come talk to me. We have a lot of options for you, day, evening, and online. Thank you.
My name is Barb Baird-Polly. I'm the principal at Jackson High School and serving in my 28th year at Jackson High School. And if I only have about 35 more to go. So, you know, when I think about Jackson High School, I think that we are the culmination of the foundation. And when we talk about where community comes together, that largely, in an academic sense, begins with how do we as a community come together? Because our successes are really celebrated successes from the elementary, the middle, the alternative, from our district as a whole. And Devin and I share kids back and forth. There are students who might need that temporary reprieve, as I call it, to kind of get an awakening. They return to us, or Wilson seems to be the right fit. And when I look at what has evolved over time and what have been those sustainable components that have allowed us to really experience a very stable enrollment, a consistent enrollment, and part of that is the AP curriculum. But that's only a component. I think, Rick, you mentioned it before, we have all sorts of needs. We are a microcosm of society. And every student walking through our doors as freshmen, sophomore, juniors, or even seniors have a variety of needs. And the beauty of what we're able to do, largely because of our numbers, largely because of the commitment of our district, is offer where those needs are and where they continue to be. And as I look at what we've done this last year in that partnering piece with Jack 3, and we have a number of students who recently interviewed with MDOT. Traditionally, we get maybe 3-4 kids who have the interest. This year, we interviewed nearly 20. And those students are going to be looking at full-time employment opportunities coming this summer. And hopefully subsequent summers. We've established a partnership this spring with Jackson College, taking a look at our students who may be that struggling soul that performs perhaps well in the classroom, but the testing piece is a challenge. And we partnered with JC, bringing a JC teacher to our campus, working with one of our teachers. Out of 26 students who started in that program, 26 completed that program. And will be provided an opportunity come fall as they start their college career at Jackson College in classes beyond where they would have initially begun. The beauty of this partnership is come fall, we are now going to be offering Calc 2 to 22 to 24 of our high school seniors next year. Pardon me? It is college level Calc 2. And hopefully come second semester at the college calendar, we'll be able to offer Calc 3, which for any of you who are math people is the equivalent of differential equations. So really, when we talk about where community comes together, from an academic sense, that's where it's at. From a community service sense, that partnership with the Kiwanis Club, Rotary is coming up and joining us in the fall. And ultimately, we are a full-picture opportunity for our kids between athletics, academics, and community service. Just had a young man recently who set a state indoor record for long jump and just set a new school record. He is going to be a phenomenal young man, not only academically but athletically. And then looking at what happens after us. Because the measure of our success is what's happening to our young men and women once they leave us. We have students in California working for Apple, Microsoft. We have students out east working with the SEC, the Wall Street Journal. We have students who have gone south to Florida, Texas, my geography's not always good, who are working as attorneys, doctors, teachers, and then we have our young men and women who stay right here in Jackson, Michigan. And our goal is come back, make us a stronger community. Because when we talk about community coming together, become a part of that effort, and let's sustain that effort. And I know that we have doctors who have come back and worked in our community and are working in our community. Eric is a great example. Jeremy is a great example. I'm not going to get everybody. Anthony's a great example. Marty's a great example. Devin's a great example. Jeff is a great example. Mary Jo, who are Pam, I knew I'd forget one person. People who have come back to help make this a great, great community. And we can be proud for that. Thank you.
Let's keep doing what's right for those kids. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you all for coming out this morning on this beautiful day. And let's give Brandon and Annette a round of applause again for a great breakfast, as always. Thank you. And I have a few new members. See, look at that. I'm tripping him already. All right, be careful. All right, so I want to welcome some new members to the chamber this morning. We have Arbor Hills Golf Club, Keeping It Clean Carpet, Tile, and Upholstery, Colonial Transportation, Extreme Dodge, Napoleon Community Schools, Casa Rodriguez, The Dirty Bird, which is going to be a new restaurant, kind of kitty corner from where we are, Big B Coffee, Spring Arbor, and Robert Comet for State Representative. So let's give them a round of applause and welcome them to the chamber. And we have a great event coming up in June I wanted to make you all aware of. It is going to be our Off the Clock on June 9th, and it's sponsored by Michigan Community Credit Union. And we're going to be hosting it at the Jackson County Airport at the Richmond Brothers Hangar. So if you want to come and see an event put on in an airplane hangar, you need to come join us on the 9th from 5 to 7. We have many businesses that are going to be there as well. We'll have some food, some beverages, so a great opportunity to come and do some networking. And now I want to thank everybody for coming this morning. We have an awesome crowd. Thanks, everybody, for coming and joining us this morning. We have Capital Bank Card, Edward Jones Investment, Kelly Langley, Experience Jackson, Handyman Stan, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, the Jackson County Rose Festival, which is on Sunday, June 5th, is the Rose Parade, Jackson District Library, the Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Public Schools. I was kind of waiting for them, which includes Dibble Elementary, Hunt Elementary, Cascades Elementary, Frost Elementary, Bennett Elementary, McCulloch Elementary, Northeast Elementary, JPS Montessori School, Sharp Park IB World School, Middle School at Parkside, TA Wilson Academy, and the Jackson High School. Did I get them all? Yes. All right. Legal Shield, Mark S. McFerrin, DDS, Michigan Community Credit Union, Russell Decker, United Way, Willis & Macnick, Jackson Candy & Fudge Factory, Big B on Horton Road, Allstate Fund Center, Comerica Bank, Jackson Community Federal Credit Union, MOS CP Federal Credit Union, Jackson Anchor Initiative, Dancy's Fancy Butter. I kind of just know that's coming every time I say that. And Jackson Magazine. So thank you all for being here this morning, and we look forward to seeing you next month. Thank you.